Yeah, okay. I think I do remember seeing this stuff here. That's right. 5 and 6.
And I can't get into Susan's thing to see that, so.
All right.
Jesse, are you able to get in to the?
No.
Packet?
Oh, that's what I wasn't. Yeah, let's go back up to that letter that gives us an explanation that she. Okay.
So when's the first invoice?
Okay, they're wanting some sort of. I think I told them we wanted to have a look at the.
I can't read it. Can you make it just a little bit larger? There we go.
Yeah, and this was the accountant that was arguing this.
Company renovations.
I don't think this is the one with the accountant. The one with the accountant was across from the.
Okay. Well, they were arguing, yeah.
So we do have a sales letter for both properties from 2023 for $2,350,000.
That was them combined?
Correct.
$2 million what?
$2,350,000.
Well, that would be roughly $200,000 under what their combined value is right now, at least what you the combined appraised value you got now.
Yeah, and their argument was that they bought the one and have not been able to use it.
This is BOE number 6.
So the one on Jess Joe Parkway isn't open. That's the one that's closed?
Yes.
I'd like to go back to that letter and walk through that again. Okay, yeah, go down again, if you would. Scroll it. Okay, so they've got gross revenues for which one here? These reflected ongoing property renovations. Okay, well, we can't.
It's number 1001. So that's on the BOE 5.
The prevailing industry norms for exterior corridor motel properties, a 2.5 times gross revenue multiplier, is the standard valuation method.
See, that's on the one that's operational.
Okay, they're asking for an appraised value of $400,000 on the one that's $1.5 million.
No, on the $1 million.
On the $1 million, they're asking for a reduction down to $400,000 based on a.
I always thought it was 3 to 5 times your gross revenue.
The standard in the industry for that, I don't know where they're getting the 2.5. Do we know that? Have you ever heard of that?
Not me. So if they bought these and they're planning on.
And who wrote this letter? Is it the owner or is it some. Yeah, it's the owner of the property. Okay, and it says valuation under Missouri. Can you scroll up to that last paragraph before on the other page? Therefore, respectfully ask properties, which reflects a reasonable application of income-based approach.
So I spoke to him several times, and we discussed it, and I couldn't lower it because I had nothing to go on. He's telling me he can't run some things, but I believe we asked him for his occupancy because City Branson, he isn't City Branson, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they'll change your occupancy if you can't open parts of it, or they'll give you a notice that he didn't supply that. So.
You know, when they gave you your occupancy permits and things like that, you're talking about? In other words, when they got them?
Right. So if they decide that he can't rent some of these rooms because of renovations or something, they'll change things for him. But I don't have anything in writing from him about that. So we valued him where we haven't.
You here for BOE?
I am.
Come on in.
You're in the right place.
So the when the parcels were both together, there was a BOE decision in 21 with a value of $1,904,202.
There was a decision in when?
2021.
And what did we do?
The COVID break.
Yeah, $1,984,202.
And that was for both?
But it belonged to somebody else. It was Ganesh and Tahoe.
Yeah.
And then this person came in and bought it for quite a bit more than Dineshram testified to.
What was the testified value?
I can't
say.
All right. Mr. Ball, I believe?
It is.
Okay, come on up. It's your BOE number 343.
Come on up to where?
The podium, or you can sit right there. Doesn't make any difference to us.
What I've got is on the computer, so I don't know how to do that here.
Typically what we have you do is email it to the clerk beforehand so we can look at it, or you make copies for us to look at, that kind of thing?
I did not know that. I was thinking I'd just show it to you off the computer.
Okay.
Didn't realize all of that. I've never done this before.
No, that's fine. I understand.
Don't make a comment of it either.
Do you want to email it to me and I can write it down?
Let me see. What have we got here? We got valuation. This is a... Is this a...
It's a condo.
It's a condo?
Correct.
Okay, where is it at Fall Creek?
Correct.
All right.
Number six. And I'll give you a quick synopsis of what happened. I've got a video.
Did you say there was a flood and you're on the bottom level or something?
Correct. The 17th flood of last year was like 7 inches of rain in like 2.5 hours, 2 hours, something like that.
Okay.
I woke up. Stepped out of bed, and my feet were covered in water.
Okay.
There's a rainwater retention pond that sits just above my condo, and they had been putting miscellaneous tree trunks and trees, limbs and bushes and everything else in that rainwater retention pond. There's two drainage pipes that come off of that to go to another pond that goes then dumps into the river. And consequently, when that would became, those two pipes became clogged, it overflowed.
Right.
Came straight down into my unit, and the way my unit is situated, it came straight at my unit and then fanned out to the other units. So that's how come it hit me correctly, straight away. I had to...
You're kind of right in the middle of the complex.
I'm right in the middle, yes, number six. And you should be able to see up there to the upper right side. Go up the hill, or up the, or go up a little bit further. No, you don't see up there. There's the rainwater retention pond is right there where your mouse is.
Somehow that got down to you?
It came down to me, yes, because that the overflow is right there, which if you zoom in, you can see two pipes, got clogged. So in the rainwater retention pond.
Did this hit everybody down there or just you?
No, it hit everybody, but mine was the worst because it hit mine directly. And the other people, for example, are predominantly rentals.
Right.
The only other one that's owner-occupied, per se, is the one that's next door to me. And her husband passed away after this, and she hasn't been back. I can't imagine what kind of situation's going on in that unit.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a couple of questions for
sure.
You, sir. I'm Susan, the assessor. Did you ask the assessor's office to come and see the interior also? Did you ask for us to assess it with your interior problem?
Yes, but when I kind of did, they said it was too late to do that.
Okay, so you just asked after June 30th.
Sure.
Okay.
Right, actually, it was on June 30th.
Yeah.
Okay, I assume everybody down there made an insurance claim of some sort?
None of this is covered by insurance because it's flood.
Oh, okay.
So State Farm covered nothing.
Well, I guess it depends on, did everybody have the same insurance down there?
No, but everybody has the same problem with insurance. Wait till they get the situation going on in Texas, because none of those people down there are going to have insurance either unless they got flood insurance.
Sure. Okay, so.
And we wouldn't have needed flood insurance according to the association either, because we're not in a floodplain or anywhere close to a flood.
Right, you just had a blockage up the street.
Had a blockage up there, and that's what overflowed. Overflowed is not right English.
As far as the properties go, it looks like they're all pretty much valued the same, correct, right now? Okay, so I guess has it been repaired back at this point?
Almost.
Okay.
Almost. I've got the sheetrock back up and do insulation. We had to do a flood cut. You know what that is?
You cut off the bottom of the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. We cut off actually higher than that because insulation will absorb water real quick.
Susan, typically, how do you guys deal with this where you've got a situation where, I mean, is there some abatement for the year or how is it usually done or is there anything that's done on that?
And let me add to this. This now changes the valuation because when I sell it, I'm 76, I don't even buy green bananas. So when I'm in this situation, I've got to look at what it's going to mean for selling this thing in my lifetime.
Sure.
And according to the seller's disclosure, I have to, on 9D, indicate that it's been involved in a flood. That affects your property value in a heartbeat. Interestingly enough, also in Missouri, I've sold real estate for 10 years. Back, I didn't want to, but anyway, that was 10 years. Most of the other units in there are not owner-occupied. They're rented out, either nightly or monthly. Ironically, in Missouri, if you're rented out either way, you do not have to fill out a seller's disclosure, which is an odd twist. So
is this your only place to live?
No. No, I have a house in Jefferson City. I inherited this from my parents. They bought it new in 1995. My mother passed in 2014. And
okay.
I've had it there since. And I've been coming to Branson since I was actually 11. I went to Silver Dollar City the first year it was open in 1960.
My dad was on the original crew.
Yep. So I'm a lifelong involved, not necessarily resident of Branson.
Well, I guess, Mr. Ball, what we're trying to figure out here is you think that the appraised value of $44,000 is above